Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It'll be the last day that you will be hearing me at this particular time because tomorrow, Civic Media's talk radio lineup shifts, changes a wee bit. We got Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News from 6 to 9. My colleague Jane Matinere with Matinere on Air and Greg Bach from 9 to 11. The amazing, historically detailed, always intriguing Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, my good colleague Todd Alba with the Todd Alba Show, Pursuing Truth, wherever it leads from 2 to 4 p.m. And then, of course, myself rounding out the lineup from 4 to 6 p.m. You're still going to be able to find Nightlight with Pete Schwabba starting at 6. Today, we're going to have a live special guest host in the drive time slot this afternoon. You can find Matt Rothschild. He fills in for me sometimes. Love listening to Matt's takes on things. So keep it locked in and mark your calendars for that scheduled change tomorrow. Hope to hear and see you in the drive time. But back to current matters. Got Greg Gunderson, my colleague at Civic Media, who does a little segment with me, usually at least once a week, this week, twice a week, for what's going on in your neck of the woods. Gray joins me from Park Falls, Wisconsin. Gray, I promised everybody I would go through Judge Alito's dissent. His dissent was in the Supreme Court's emergency intervention in a case filed by the ACLU in the Southern District of Texas. When the ACLU found out that people were being loaded onto buses from the Bluebonnet detention facility in the Southern District getting ready for deportation. They had been given perhaps less than a few hours notice of their deportation in a writing in English. Most of them didn't speak English. They were given no instructions on how to vindicate their due process rights. That, according to the Trump administration, all good to go. We handed you a piece of paper. You can't actually read it or understand it. You have no access to our legal system. But sure, that's due process. No problem. Supreme Court said otherwise, except for Justice Alito, who wrote a dissent. I want to go through very briefly the bullet points in his bizarro two-page dissent, which reads like a boring law school exam. Which
yeah, sounds normal.
It sounds super normal.
Yeah, but he said, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what he said. That's Greg Gunderson, my colleague. But I'm going to help you ace your law school exam and be smarter than a Supreme Court justice. We're going to do this like rapid fire style because it's all dumb. Doesn't even take that much. Okay, bullet point one from Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. Yeah, the guy with the upside down flags shilling for Donald Trump every chance he gets, taking donations and free trips everywhere. It wasn't just Justice Thomas. Here's what I say. Bullet one. It's not clear that the Supreme Court had jurisdiction. False. Lie. And he knows it. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and indeed U.S. 28 U.S.C. Section 1254 authorizes review by certiorari by the Supreme Court as soon as a case is, quote, in a court of appeals, including, quote, before or after rendition of judgment or decree. Yes, the ACLU had filed an emergency petition with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So, yep, that was in a court of appeals. And yes, the Supreme Court therefore had jurisdiction. Justice Alito's no dummy. He's just a liar. So bullet one, big old liar, liar, pants on fire. Shall we continue? Because this is good fun. That is one. Bullet two. It is questionable whether the applicants complied with the general obligation to seek emergency injunctive relief in the district court before asking for such relief from an appellate court. Yes, they actually did do that. Justice Alito knows that. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. In fact, the district court judges that they went to, there were two of them, issued orders saying, we can't help you here. What is he talking about? No one even knows. No one even knows. And by the way, this is all emergency relief because the Supreme Court wasn't specific enough when it made its prior ruling. So it's a problem of your own creation, Justice Alito. Liar. Let's go to bullet three. Except in the most extraordinary circumstances, an application for a stay will not be entertained by the Supreme Court unless the relief was requested first in the appropriate court. Didn't I just cover that? It is indeed an emergency. They were on buses going to the airport. The buses actually had to turn around. So yeah, that's an emergency. And yes, they had already filed in the other courts. Two trial courts had said no. The appeals court had yet to do anything. That's fair game for the Supreme Court. Bullet four. The only papers submitted to the Supreme Court were the papers from the applicants, meaning the ACLU, meaning, oh, boo-hoo, the government didn't get a chance to respond in briefing papers. Justice Alito is the guy who is most famously in favor of all kinds of emergency intervention by the Supreme Court and has done it numerous times in favor of the Trump administration and has refused to give the opposing party a chance to respond. It's stupid, and he damn well knows that it is the very nature of the emergency here and in other analogous circumstances that permit the court to, in fact, step in to preserve the status quo even before both sides have fully briefed. That's why it's called emergency relief. Dumb lie. Bullet five, we're almost done. Everybody hang with me. The applicants were allegedly in imminent danger of removal, but the applicants provided little support for that allegation. What do you think? The government's going to be like, yeah, we were about to ship them off. They were lying. The guy lied on Friday in court, used some lawyerish isms. They were on buses to the airport. I don't know what more imminent or how much more imminent Alito could ever get. Maybe does the plane have to take off and then they can be like, oh, we can't do anything? Or does it have to land in El Salvador? Oh, we can't. When is it imminent enough? What a lie. Bullet six. I mean, we're running out of time. I just want to get these. I'm sorry, Ray. I want to get these in. I'm gonna bring you back after the bottom of the hour after we get all these in so I can get your take on this because I think I'm slaying these. Bullet six. The government in a different matter informed the district court in that case during a hearing yesterday that no such deportations were then planned to occur either yesterday, April 18th, or today, April 19th. So what he's saying is the government said they wouldn't do that. That's bullet six. Here's what the lawyer said. I am unaware of any flight scheduled for Friday, but he reserves the right for the government to conduct removals on Saturday. We're going to start back there in just a couple of minutes. Can you believe that? That's not at all what he said. I couldn't even get through all seven bullets. I'll do it on the flip side. We'll finish up this convo with Gray. All right, my hair is on fire. I was trying to keep it only to smoking today. But no, if it's on fire, keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. I got Gray Gunderson with me. Dan Schaefer is coming up for the State Slate. Do you know Robin Voss hates mothers? You will know. Keep it locked. More on the Civic Media Radio Network next.